Joining us right now from the Arizona Cardinals, their head coach Cliff Kingsbury here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Coach, how are you doing today? Thanks for coming on.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us, Cliff. I mean, I imagine this game, I don't know how much emotion there is, you know, going up against Bill Belichick, the master, and you know, your former coach, but I know you learned a lot when you were there from Belichick and Brady. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, no question. You know, as a college player going to the NFL, if you end up in that spot, you really do get a crash course and you know, trying to be great and every X and O you could ever imagine. So to be a part of that guy, that deal, and watch how Brady prepared every day and you know, watch how Bill coached all three phases was phenomenal, and I still use certain aspects of that with me today.
I was gonna say, go ahead, Gambo.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I was a Giant fan, and watching him as the defensive coordinator with Parcells and winning those two Super Bowls, I mean, you had a feeling that he was going to be, you know, a great head coach, and he has ended up as the best we've ever seen. But one of the things, you know, with Belichick is just his ability to take away your best weapon. I mean, he really does a great job of taking that away from teams. How do you combat that?
That's a great point, and that's something you know, we're working on today, and will be the rest of the week, is trying to come up with ways to offset that, because you know you know what he's going to try to do, and he is effective at it week in and week out, and so we better have an answer. But the nice thing with Kyler is that there is some off schedule plays that can be made, and some different things he can do with his feet at times, which can help in those situations. But it'll be a huge challenge facing Bill, and I'm sure he'll have a great plan for us.
In the brief time you were there, and I apologize off the top of my head, I don't know how long it was that you were there. I probably should have looked it up before I asked this. But what did you learn from him? What did you take from your time with him that you try to apply as a head coach in the NFL, Cliff?
More than anything, the importance of situational football. I mean, it was week in, week out. We'd have these walkthroughs, and he'd be, you know, having these situations occur that you'd never think would happen in a million years. And sure enough, 3 weeks later, it would pop up. And you were always prepared on those Patriot teams for any situation that could arise in a game. And you didn't panic. You executed at a high level because of that. And that was probably the number one thing that I remember about, you know, being there.
Let's talk about your quarterback. You mentioned him a second ago. How is Kyler's shoulder? How is he dealing with that? And what sort of is his status moving forward for this week, Coach?
Yeah, you know, he feels good. We're going to get him out there tomorrow on the grass and see what all we can do and adjust from there if need be. But, you know, talking to him today, I think he feels good about things going into the week.
You know, that game against Seattle, you got to give Ken Norton some credit. They did a really good job of taking away your running game. But the offensive line, which has been a strength of this team, started to come on last year, and really this year, the offensive line had its struggles. You know, the false start penalties, the holding penalties. Is it a fluke thing? Was it just a one game thing, or is it something you're concerned about?
I got to give Seattle a lot of credit. I think they were an inspired group. They lost three in a row, kind of backs against the wall mentality, and they really played like it. Their front, I thought, played with a lot of passion, had a good plan, and executed at a high level. You said it. We had some holds, had some false starts that got us behind the chains and kind of got us out of rhythm. And that's going to happen from time to time. We understand that. But I think more than us having some massive letdown, you got to give Seattle a lot of credit for their plan and the way they executed it.
Cliff, you're a young coach in this league. You're learning just like Kyler is. I think we all get that, right? One of the criticisms with you sometimes is game management, decisions at the end of the game. But, you know, you didn't have a lot of time in college. It's not like you have, you know, 150 wins under your belt in college and you've been through these situations over and over again. Is that something that you believe that you're learning as you go through these games, how to handle those late game situations?
Yeah, every you know, game presents a new learning experience when you're only in year two and trying to navigate this league and you know, build this organization. And so I definitely try to learn from each and every experience and trying to get better for the next time it arises.
Cliff Kingsbury, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. We talked a second ago about Bill Belichick taking away the thing that you like to do, whatever it is that you like to do as an opposing coach.
Get the ball to DeAndre Hopkins?
Well, I was actually going to talk about the running game and Kyler in particular. What do you think led to Kyler only having 15 yards rushing in that game against Seattle on Thursday night, Coach?
Yeah, I think probably having a little bit of a banged up wing there early. You know, we wanted to be safe and make sure that moving forward we didn't put him in harm's way. And so that was probably more than anything and what I'd say prohibited him from running as much. But once again, Seattle did do a nice job with their front and did some different things to try and take away some of those lanes.
So you dialed back some of the plays that maybe you normally would have called, given the kind of the status of his shoulder that had happened so early in that game. You were a little more conservative when it came to some of those running calls that maybe you normally would have done?
No question.
Isaiah Simmons, we've been waiting for him to get his opportunities, and after that, that big interception against Seattle, he has started to get more and more opportunities. Last week, by far, his best game. What type of maturation have you seen from him in the last 3 or 4 weeks?
We've been really proud of how he's kind of dealt throughout this entire season. We wanted to have him playing in place, knowing he didn't have an off season, knowing you know he didn't have any preseason games to try and let it build throughout organically and put him in positions that he could be successful and have success early. And we've you know gotten more and more plays as the year has gone on, and he's done a tremendous job of building each week. And you know the other night against Seattle, I thought he played an outstanding game. He was all over the field, and even when he makes a mistake at this point, he has such great athleticism that he can cover a lot of things up. And I just think he'll continue to get better, and it's exciting to watch.
At the beginning of the year, I made a bet with my partner that Dan Arnold would have 35 catches. I'm a little bit off that pace right now, so if you could work the tight end in
a little bit more,
I just need like 3 or 4 catches a game for the rest of the season. I'll be able to get that lunch bet.
I think we can work on that.
Okay, good.
Come on.
I mean, he's a talented kid. I thought he was going to have a big year. He's a great pass catcher.
Cliff is usually on with Bickley and Murata. This is our one shot with him, and that's how you're going to spend it?
Listen,
you're going to ask him if Dan Arnold can get more looks?
Yeah, you think I want to lose a lunch bet with you? We got a talented tight end. He runs good routes like a wide receiver.
Yeah, he does. There's 3 other really good wide receivers out there too, though. So there's not.
Like, I'm not
to go
asking
right
for
now.
A lot here. I'm not asking for 7-8 catches a game. I'm just I got to get to 35 by the end of the year. That's all.
How?
We'll work on it.
How, Cliff Kingsbury, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Was it difficult getting DeAndre involved into the game? I really only recall one drive on Thursday where it seemed like he was as involved as we're used to seeing him. Was that something else Seattle was doing a good job of taking away, or was Kyler, for whatever reason, not looking his way as much in that particular game?
Yeah, I'm not sure what his targets were in that game overall, but I don't think it was too far off of what it's been. It just, you know, sometimes the ball doesn't go that way. But he's a guy that week in and week out, we're going to make a very conscious effort to try and get him involved and get him as many catches as we can.
Gambo referenced the penalties a second ago. There were obviously a lot in that game on Thursday, and a lot of them were killers when it came to what you guys were trying to put together. Have you addressed that with the team, and how much extra are you going to emphasize that moving forward, how it was such an issue for you guys on Thursday night?
It definitely was, and that was something that we'd struggled with early on in the season and had about a month where we had done a nice job of limiting those, and then they kind of reared their ugly head there Thursday night and really in some crucial situations that we just can't allow to happen. And so it'll be an emphasis moving forward, and that's one area that I think can really help us kind of take that next step if we can clean those up.
Cliff, I'm always shocked by the amount of double-digit comeback wins in the NFL this year, and you've had some, but just – how much has the game changed where teams could get down, you know, 10, 14 points late in the game and come back to win? 32 double-digit comeback wins. That's the most since 1987. Why are teams able to come back from these deficits now?
You know, I don't have an answer for that one. I definitely you see a more wide-open style of play. There's no question. I don't know if maybe, you know, the lack of home field advantage this year has something to do with it as well, that, you know, the deafening crowds aren't a factor, but there's a lot of good quarterback play as well. You look around this league and there's guys playing at a high level. You look at some of the stats and the numbers guys are putting up, completion percentage and QBRs. I mean, it's through the roof.
Appreciate the time, Coach. Thanks for coming on for a few. Good luck this week.
Thank y'all. Take care.